For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You know, it was a very exciting time. Saturday night, GMHBA Stadium, Cats yep. versus Swans, and who got the bloody win on ya, Cats?
It was the Cats. It is more than a game to you, Davo. You just, like, I love you, mate. It's a bit of this weird energy of you barracking for the Cats all of a sudden, and it's like, we're the best. And it's like, you've barracked for the team for 40 days.
Well, the thing is, mate, is I've never been a winner in my life. I've never felt like I am on a winning team in any aspect of my existence. And so I have it's all good. I've taken on the Cats, and let me tell you, it is intoxicating.
Yeah.
And it's lovely, and I'm not a good winner, and there's a reason why I've never been on a winning side.
The team starts losing. He's like, oh, I don't like dealing with it. But we get Ed Kerno here on Wednesdays. We mostly chat about footy and then whatever he feels like he wants to talk about.
Riff raff.
A bit of that. And he, even though he grew up barracking for the Cats, he played 200 games for the Blues. His brother Charlie plays for the Swans, who unfortunately didn't win on the weekend. But last week we set up a bit of a dealio, didn't we?
Yeah, because the thing is Ed Kerno does come in and he talks rubbish about the Cats every single week. So
we
thought a wager was on the cards. And we did put him to the test, and this is what he said.
All right, I'm happy to go for it. Cats are due for a loss. They've kind of, they're peaking too early.
And we'll just wait for them to take off. But they won't.
So, Davo...
What makes you so confident, Davo?
Because the Cats are winners and winners are grinners.
So you're both very confident. Back to your corners, Davo. If the Swans win, it might sound far, but I'm thinking tattoo.
Whoa.
Like a swan with like a cool backwards hat on or something. Tattoo.
Swan.
It could be like go Swans. It could be...
Gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly if we are going
to... I'm happy to put my body on the line for this.
Okay. Now, Ed, what have you got for Ed?
So, Ed, I think if the Cats win... Then you next week on the show right here has to do a dramatic I was wrong about the Cats press conference right here on the mic.
Confess his love for the Cats. That is,
but that would be a lie.
Doesn't matter.
You'd have just to go grin on and bear it.
So shake on it right now.
Come on,
then. Awkward shake. The bet's on. The bet was on.
The bet was on, and baby, we won. So that means tomorrow Ed Kerno is going to be here in the studio doing a press conference to the Cats, basically saying, hey, I was wrong.
Now, we saw Ed after the game. Did you notice he didn't say a lick of anything about the bet, Davo?
He did.
Oh, he did.
I said...
He was very quiet. I didn't want to bring it up because he seemed a bit cheesed off.
Oh, yeah. We didn't want to say anything. Charlie was it. But no, I said, hey, Ed, I'll see you on Wednesday with a big disgusting grin on.
Yeah.
And he said, Davo, go easy on us, mate.
Now, it might sound – because we do – You might think, hang on, doesn't he love the Cats? He's famously sung the song like this.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball.
But that was doctored audio where you got him to read a whole bunch of different words, and that was put together by Dan on the Pots and Pans.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to write up something foul for him tomorrow to read, and he's going to say, I love the Cats, they're my favourite team, I was so wrong to whoever doubt them. Try and get a Cats Guernsey in here or something like that. What do you reckon?
Yes, I'd love to get him in a Cats gear.
Yep, so I reckon this time tomorrow, it's going to be the worst day of his life. And we're going to love it.
Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
These ones are always intriguing. And big name food brands will do this because they know... especially when it comes to snacks and chocolates and hot cross buns in particular, they'll do this every year because they know they've got the old reliable with your traditional, your fruitless, your chocolate ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go, hey, we've got something different this year for you to try out. How about, jalapeno and white chocolate sauce?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Really like attention grabbing gear.
Yeah. And like Arnott's will do this. Smith's will do it as well. And Cheezels is in the news today.
Here we go.
And like, it's, they know what they're doing because Cheezels as a perfect brand are great. That's a great cheesy tubular treat.
Thank you.
they've gone for a new flavour. And Cheezels is cheese. You know,
can I guess? Have they gone burgering flavour?
No, that'd be... And they just go, no, we're thicker. We're thicker than your ring. Burger pipes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nah, cheese... You know what I think they've done? Because Cheezels have been sitting on cheese for 40 years and they've gone... Someone in the marketing team's gone, we've got to do something else, guys. Salt and vinegar cheeses.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not the worst one. I don't think that's too, damning. Salt and vinegar's a pretty nice flavour. I quite like a salt and vinegar.
But
they get removing the cheese?
Well, this is the thing. They've just kind of gone, hey, Cheezels salt and vinegar, come into selected stores near you. And again, we're going to try and get it. They very rarely ever go to the supermarkets here in Geelong. It's super annoying. You think Geelong's such a big city that it would come here. But no, they just tease us. I thought Cheezels would have gone chicken twisties route and gone like a chicken, unless they've done it. Correct me if I'm wrong, 5223295.
No, like taking on the competitors like I suggested with Burger Ring. So yep, do it with the twisties. Flavored. Yeah.
All right. So they've gone salt and vinegar. So they're taking on crisps, which is, it's something new. It's something different.
Mm.
It's a tube that you want. Yum. Tube that you need, maybe.
Are you interested?
I love, the thing is, I love salt and vinegar, but I initially see Cheezels salt and vinegar. And sorry, Cheezels, if this is her. If you're opening yourself up to this.
The Cheezels mascot is listening and very upset.
It's so happy on the packet. It's like they've turned it to a child now as well. Because this is the thing, mega marketing, they're doing this. It's this cute little Cheezels character that's going, eat me, please, look, it's on my finger. Eat me. It's actually got, it's a cannibal because it's a little Cheezel with arms and legs and it's got another Cheezel on its finger going, delicious.
Mm.
You sick freak.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Look, that's, I mean, there's some passionate language coming from you around Cheezels.
I feel strongly about it.
But look, I think you should give it a go. I think you would really get around it. Yum.
All right. Well,
you love a snack. Famously, you love a snack.
Just because it's a snack doesn't mean I love it, but I probably will.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I am bumped into you. On Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
It's nice to bump into me in the wild.
It was nice to bump into you where I said, hey, can you meet me exactly here? You said yes. And then, well, I actually did bump into you because you went for a hug and I went for a sports guy chest bump because of who we are. And I was like, why did you hug me? We're clearly chest bump guys.
Well, I just feel like there was no need to have an awkward greeting like that. Like I was saying, hey, Tim, nice to see you. Give us a cuddle. And you've gone
here's
for
my
a chest.
It's
awful. If anyone saw, how embarrassing.
Yep. And then so we caught up after the footy at GMHBA Stadium. Cats got a win against the Swans. Get into that in a little bit. And we were just catching up. I was like, what have you been up to today? And you just told me about the lovely day that you had on Saturday.
Yeah, I told you. I had bacon and eggs for breakfast and I went for a really nice walk.
Yep. And I was like, that's awesome. Whatever. We move on. 2 hours later, you're like, oh, by the way, really annoying. My phone like usage, my data got limited. And because I don't have Wi-Fi at my house and I run on hotspot, I had to walk to somewhere with Wi-Fi. So I could essentially log in and pay the bill that I missed or whatever it was, or like click on the buttons you needed to. You're like, yeah, so I walked to like the Macca's on Irish Street, got myself like a sausage and egg McMuffin, and it was nice.
Bacon
and egg McMuffin,
bacon
whatever.
Egg, I didn't lie.
Yep, got it sorted. And I was like, yeah, oh, that's great. And I was like, hang on. Did you say you went for a walk after you had like, you made yourself bacon and eggs? And then you said, well, you've caught me. Well, you've caught me, Tim. I hope you're happy.
Yeah, okay. So what happened is you got the Instagram versus reality edit. So the Instagram edit, like this is obviously off air. This is just chatting. Instagram edit is, yes, I did have bacon and eggs for breakfast. And yes, I did go for a walk.
Yes. And the reality is,
the reality is I had to go
walk to McDonald's because your Wi-Fi dropped out.
Yes, I will. I had to. So I have no Wi-Fi in my apartment. I do run on hotspot. And yes, I may have missed a bill. My services got restricted.
Yeah.
So I woke up and realized I can't use my phone. So what I had to do, I didn't have to walk, but I thought, well, might as well get some steps in.
Yeah.
So I've walked up to Belmont McDonald's.
I did go for a long walk. But is that the
truth? Which is true. I did go for a walk and I did have bacon and eggs for breakfast. But when what happened is I lied to you. I did lie to you. I gave you the Instagram edit. And then I thought, well, I don't need to lie to my friend Tim. Yeah. And I can tell him the truth because, look, I am a nightmare.
No, you're not a nightmare. The thing is, if you said to me, I just don't understand. I want to know why. Because here's the thing. If you said to me in the moment, I was like, hey, what'd you get up to this morning? You're like, oh, I actually had to walk to Macca's to get Wi-Fi because my phone dropped out. And yeah, I had breakfast there, got like a bacon and egg muffin.
Yeah, I felt shame. All right.
But like, I'm not going to, you think the king of snacks is going to be upset with you for having a bacon and eggs McDonald's
there
meal?
There were a lot of layers to feel shame about. Is one, I didn't pay my bill because I knew, I thought I could push it out a little further.
Hey, trust me, I am the king of setting reminders on my phone to pay the bill at the last minute.
Yeah, which is why eventually you got the truth because I realised I don't need to lie to my mate Tim here. He doesn't need to have the Instagram edit. I can be honest with him. And of course, he'll keep that to himself and he won't bring it up on the radio show.
Well, like today for lunch, today for lunch, I had a beautiful pork ensemble with some essentially sourdough wrapped up in a nice little nook. Dumplings.
Yes.
You know?
Well, as I said, you and I, we got a cheeseburger after because, yes, I did double up on the McDonald's intake.
Yeah, and then you threw my cheeseburger on the floor of my car.
All right, no. What I was going to say is I sent to you in return, I said, well, I just had a delicious beef with a side of pickled dill and a bit of mustard, you know, like gorgeous.
And you'll notice I didn't reply because fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. I'm never taking you home after the footy again.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Oh, brother, I had one of the most humbling moments yesterday. It was not good.
Humbling moments. It takes a lot for you to be humbled.
Wouldn't have thought so. You do it quite a good job every single day, mate.
Oh, but like for you to have a, if, is this a self-humbling?
Look, I'm just going to come out and tell you, I stood in dog shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And it's not good. It's one of those situations where you just don't want a bar of it. But mine went even further. I'm going to take you on the tail.
Okay.
So I was walking.
That's where it normally comes from.
I was walking along Ocean Grove, having a great time on the beach there. And I'd done a big walk. I had my runners on, all good. Finished the walk, did a nice cool 10,000 steps.
Sick.
Tick. Well done.
Brag.
Thank you. Well, I've got to have a little brag before I get humbled, you
see.
Because what I've done is I've taken my runners off, my brand new runners off, and my socks off, and I've decided to go put my feet in the ocean after the fact of going for this big walk, Tim. So as you can imagine, I'm barefoot, walking in the sand, making my way back to my pair of shoes when I've stood on a squelch.
Oh.
A sandy shit, if you will.
Yeah.
A sandy one. It was dusted over with the sands. The sands of time, if you will.
Bit windy this weekend, so it's encrusted it over. So it was like, it wasn't obviously a dog turd.
No, not at first. But once you
stand. Upon closer inspection.
Once you stand on one of these things barefoot and it goes through your toes, you know pretty quickly. Oh.
Can I just paint a picture as well for people? So obviously I'm the only one here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Right now you are sitting, leaning back with your arms crossed. The most foul body language I have ever seen. So it's in the toes.
In the toes.
What size dog do you reckon we're working
Mate,
with here?
Mate, it's a bloody Doberman. It's like...
Are we sure it was a dog?
It was a
Loggy
huge...
lives in Ocean Grove. How do you think she got the name?
It was big. It was, but like I said, it was hidden by the sand. So what's happened is I've stood on this thing. Obviously, sand, toes, situation.
It's like a paste.
Devastated. Realised pretty quickly, what can I do? So I'm near the ocean. I've got, obviously, the majority of it comes off pretty quickly, but I've gone to the ocean. I've got a little dip in the ocean.
Nice.
Then had to go wipe on the grass. Had also then a tap situation to sort that out.
You don't want to have to touch it with
your hands. No, absolutely didn't want to touch it with my hands. There's no way. I was using anything but my hands, anything but anything I have.
And if you don't get that off properly, you're getting back in your car. That's stench. That's on your petals. That's there for life.
Well, that was what I was most concerned about, because I really get funny about smells. And I didn't want to be gagging all the way back to Geelong.
Going through Barwon Heads.
It's one of those PSAs. It's something, if you've gone through this as, you know, a pet owner, or if you've gone someone like myself, rogue out in the nature of public space, and this has happened to you, my heart goes out to you, because it was one of the worst things that could have happened to me.
This is look, there's no silver lining of this. It's not a great exfoliant.
No,
it's not anything like that.
I can't even laugh.
No.
I'm upset.
Got to cry. The thing, this is the kind of thing that makes you hate people with dogs. Mm. Because clearly someone has been a bad dog owner there,
mm-hmm.
and their dog's done the Arnold Schwarzenegger of turds on the beach, and then they haven't picked it up, and you've barefooted it. I'd rather stand on a nail. Mm-hmm. And I have. I've stood on both, and I'd rather stand on the nail.
I mean, as Kelly Clarkson says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, hey?
You're super strong.
It's Tim and Davo.
Now, look, we've spoken about this a little bit, but I like getting out on the trot, and as I know, there's different suburbs around Geelong and the Surf Coast that have different levels of friendliness.
Yeah, and this all started when you moved to town, because you live kind of near Geelong, like in the CBD, mm-hmm. and when you were walking along like Eastern Beach and like up and down Moorabool or Gerringup or whatever, you were smiling and doing like the head nods and you were just getting donuts in return.
Absolutely nothing. Often give the little wave like, g'day, or good morning, yeah. How you going? And honestly, every single time, ignored. Yeah. And that was walking from Eastern Beach over to Rippleside, right? Yeah. So right on that waterfront, I was at a 10% success rate of people saying something back.
Okay. Now, you've been hitting other suburbs and bringing back your findings.
Mm-hmm.
So where have we hit this week?
Well, I just want to give you a recap. So Geelong City, not friendly, 10% success rate.
Okay.
Point Addis, we deemed as friendly, and they are at almost a 70% success rate.
Okay.
Well, pretty damn good.
There's a nudist beach near there, so, you know, people are more inclined to be happy and be welcoming there.
Up and about, would you say?
Very up.
Yeah. The latest suburb that I have checked out was Ocean Grove.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I think this could score well, but I guess we're about to find out. And this is purely based on your feelings and feelings alone, right? Well, or and like the end, because you've got, you're carrying half of the energy.
Yeah, this is based on statistics. This is numbers, mate. I'm going out there and putting myself on the line, speaking to every single person that I see and seeing what we're getting back.
Okay.
Right, so it was a quiet day on Ocean Grove. I walked all the way from the lookout in Ocean Grove all the way down to the bluff on the beach, right?
Okay. Beach is a good spot.
Yeah, fantastic. Tide was out. It was a great day.
You sound like a dog. More room to run. Did a poo. Was sick.
Wait. We'll talk about dog poos on the beach later. Ocean Grove, 90% success rate, baby.
It was always going to be high.
10 attempts, 9 people said g'day back. I think that is honestly fantastic. A friendly stamp of approval.
Again, we've talked about beach suburbs. They're always going to strike higher,
mm-hmm.
and especially Ocean Beach, mm-hmm. and because you got to remember, people that are living along Eastern and Western Beach in some of the most beautiful houses you've ever seen in your life,
mm-hmm.
like that's a different crop of people, and people flock to there. But if you're living in the Grove, you're living anywhere near Point Addis, you're already laughing because you live near some of the most beautiful coastal spots.
Well, I think it's also just the city versus rural community.
Rural.
It is, though. I think the thing is that in the city here, I would have thought that people would have been more friendly. I feel like Geelong isn't the big smoke. It's not Melbourne, and that's what the beauty of it is. And I feel like look up and smile at people as they walk past. You know I get very upset about it.
And what I would say as well, if you don't know what Davo looks like, don't search it on our Instagram or whatever, because the audit is ongoing. And like say, if you know what Davo looks like, then you're like, oh, I better behave. You know, Miss Davo's around. I don't want to get in trouble.
I just think in general, not worrying about me, anyone that's walking, if someone gives you a wave, give them a wave back. It's a nice sense of community.
Good.
Ocean Grove, stamp of approval.
There you go.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.